A man from Racine gets prison time for his role in a failed home invasion from which he lost an arm, plus a post-event jail altercation. 35-year-old Terrence Banks getting 2.5 years incarceration from Judge Michael Piontek, followed by a like amount on extended supervision, but with a year of that in jail. The October 2013 home invasion was to a neighbor's residence on 17th Street. One of the occupants, who died months later, fired a shotgun that wounded Banks, an infection later causing amputation of his left arm. The jail incident in August of last year, the assault of another inmate over a cookie bet on a sporting event. Three Racine men facing charges. They allegedly stole items from vehicles in Caledonia in one neighborhood along Dunkelo Road. Police called there. People trying to get into vehicles. An officer spots a car on Monica Drive. It is eventually stopped, and according to court documents, one of the men inside admitted they had been stealing from vehicles in the neighborhood. Items like a wallet, jewelry, a wooden baseball bat, even a harmonica were recovered. 19-year-old Jesse Fuentes gets 3 counts of misdemeanor theft. 18-year-old Shane Cataldo and 19-year-old Martin Ibera each arrested on 2 counts. There really was no other option for the Racine Common Council but to pay a court-ordered $227,000 judgment in a traffic crash lawsuit. It involved a former city public works employee and a citizen. The 2009 accident was at 6th and Wisconsin downtown. The employee, who has since passed away, claimed that a toolbox shifted, preventing him from stopping the truck for a red light, and the truck hit the car of James Billups.
This is one of these that really the city is required to pay. There's a judgment against the city. We will recover some amount of money, including the attorney fees we spent from our insurer, Cities and Villages Mutual Insurance Company, but essentially the city is going to pay $225,000, and everything above that will recover from the insurance company.
That was City Attorney Scott Letney. Alderman Jeff Cole, the only no vote to paying that judgment. The Racine Education Association is going to have a new leader before year's end. Jennifer Levy submits her resignation, citing the desire to go back to full-time classroom work. REA Vice President Aaron Ike will be the acting president pending results of an election this month. Members of Congress, they generally like to bring home some federal money for things like roads and bridges and transit. And so after numerous tries, they have finally agreed on a long-term transportation bill.
Before House and Senate members hit the road for the weekend, usually Thursday night, both chambers may have approved a 5-year highway bill that sends federal dollars to state and localities for roads and transit projects. Negotiators cobbled together a 1,300-page bill that pays for most of the money from federal gasoline taxes. But since that's not bringing in enough, there are numerous other ways Republicans insisted on to pay for the $70 billion shortfall. Conservative critics call the offsets gimmicks, taking from this and that over a decade or more. Democrats never could get any momentum for their wish to raise the gasoline tax. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
And House Speaker Paul Ryan, back from his Thanksgiving break, sporting the early stages of a beard, he'd gone deer hunting, posted a photo of his stubble on Instagram, and the post said he was the first speaker to sport a beard in about 100 years. The House historian spotted that, said Frederick Gillette in 1925 was the last speaker to have a beard, so Ryan was off by a hair. Sturtevant Village Board unanimously and without discussion last night approving a resolution to take part in a study about breaking away from Racine Unified, potentially, $15,000 having already been approved in next year's budget. The Village of Caledonia has approved a similar resolution that was requested by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. That group will do the study. There's also a share of necessary funding involved with Caledonia's budget. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has not carved out any study money and may discuss the issue at its next meeting. Lance Middle School in Kenosha Unified launching what's called the 40 Challenge. It's to help those less fortunate in the community. Being sought are such items as crew socks, scarves, gloves, rain ponchos, soap, body wash, lip balm, sunglasses for adults, mini first aid kits, baby powder, combs, and bottles of water, just to name a few. The goal is to collect 40 of each item. The school's main office at 4515 80th Street is the drop-off site for these donations between now and December 15th from 8:30 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. United Auto Workers Local 833 officials confirming over a dozen members crossed the picket line outside the Kohler Company, and they are back at work. Union has been on strike for 3 weeks. The leaders say they're not trying to intimidate those who've abandoned the strike by releasing their names. Kohler's two-tiered wage system is the main sticking point in the contract talks. The union wants it gone. The company contends doing away with it would send jobs out of Sheboygan County. And in Madison, the leadership of that city says they will accept refugees from Syria despite what Governor Walker says, being opposed to allowing more into the state. The Common Council last night voting unanimously in support of a resolution that welcomes the refugees, though they note it's not a legally binding move. Mayor Paul Soglin notes that Governor Walker cannot stop the federal government when it comes to the placement of those Syrian refugees. Wisconsin Supreme Court refusing to reconsider its previous decision to end the John Doe investigation into Governor Scott Walker's recall campaign. The State Government Accountability Board and Milwaukee prosecutors launched that 2012 investigation into whether the campaign illegally coordinated with outside conservative groups on issue ads. The High Court ending the probe in July, ruling that such coordination was permissible under state law. Now, the ruling today also says the evidence gathered in that probe should be retained by the court rather than destroyed. Meanwhile, the lawsuit against Governor Walker that was filed is part of an effort to force a higher Wisconsin minimum wage. That will not proceed. Dane County Judge Rhonda Lanford dismissing the action by the liberal group Wisconsin Jobs Now. They wanted to use a clause in state law to hike the minimum wage from the current level of $7.25 an hour. Racine's Bell Urban System will continue to be managed by First Transit Incorporated of Cincinnati for at least another year, barring unforeseen circumstances and negotiations. At last night's Common Council meeting, Alderman Rady Hahn noted that the Transit and Parking Commission supported the one-year extension as allowed with the contract.
We have opportunity to extend that contract for 2 years. The commission has stated they only wanted 1 year at a time. Not saying we wouldn't go another year after that, but also to negotiate the fee.
It's currently a 3% annual fee. Whether it continues is the question. The Federal Transit Administration is also going to be doing a top-to-bottom review of the Bell Urban System next year. That factored into the recommendation for sticking with First Transit. And some Wisconsin lawmakers pushing a bill that would prevent state transportation money from being used by Milwaukee to operate their streetcar project. Representative Jesse Kramer says he's not convinced the streetcar is going to be sustainable. He and some other lawmakers believe that the streetcar situation in Milwaukee might take needed dollars away from rural road and bridge projects. Come January 1st, the city of Racine will have a two-tiered policy on sick leave for new city hires. City Attorney Scott Letney pointing out this does not affect current employees or police and fire. He noted the big change is what the employees can sell back to the city upon regular or disability retirement. Current policy allowing 50% of up to 140 days, but revised to create a 30-day 150 provision.
Whenever somebody has 30 days or 240 hours is what it is, the first of every month when there's more than 240 hours, so let's say they've earned 8 hours, so at the beginning of the month they have 248 hours in their bank, 8 hours would automatically be transferred over to this extended sick leave bank that can accumulate up to 1,200 hours or 150 days of sick leave.
Letney adding the city won't realize immediate savings with this change, but he says it will happen in the long run. 10-2 the vote of the council. Alderman Shields and Widener opposed. Southeast Wisconsin hunters contributing to the deer kill that was slightly more than last year with the just-concluded 9-day gun hunt. DNR Big Game Section Chief Bob Knack says nearly 205,000 animals were registered versus a little under 200,000 a year ago, and with more than 612,000 hunters purchasing a license this season.
You know, these are preliminary numbers, so they may fluctuate a little bit.
Last year's harvest total, the lowest since 1983. This year is an increase of only about 2.5%. And, of course, 8 gun-related accidents, 3 people killed, 5 injured. And testimony scheduled to continue into next week at the Las Vegas trial of 2 men, one from Southeast Wisconsin, accused of a multi-million-dollar investment scheme. Vegas resident Anthony Brandel and James Warris, listed at the time of his arrest as living in Waterford, faced charges of conspiracy, wire fraud, and securities fraud. Federal prosecutors say the pair, plus 4 others, hatched a phony Swiss company with promises of big returns, and more than 2 dozen investors got bilked out of more than $11 million between 2009 and 2011. Public defender for Warris claiming that he was duped by 2 fugitive co-defendants. Court documents allege Warris and 3 others tried to conceal the proceeds of that conspiracy by not filing tax returns with the IRS. A 3-year, $1.1 million grant has been awarded to the State Department of Public Instruction to help both Racine and Kenosha Unified School Districts, plus MPS, to increase the number of low-income students and those learning Spanish in the primary grades in gifted education programs. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Wisconsin is one of 10 states to receive a Jacob Javits Gifted and Talented Students Education Grant from the U.S. Department of Education. Other goals of the expanding education grant include improving assessment to identify high ability and high potential students who would benefit from advanced services, and building collaborative systems that include school and district staff, as well as students and their families, to support achievement. There's a 12% excellence gap between students who were eligible for free or reduced price meals who scored at the advanced level on the 2013-14 state math assessment and their peers who were not eligible for subsidized school meals, according to DPI. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Racine County will have a policy on the books regarding investments, a more defined policy by today's standards, according to County Board Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur.
We have been operating within the guidelines of Wisconsin statutes and local guidelines in the past. However, once this is passed, this will be the first ordinance established by the honorable members of Racine County and the county executive.
He pointed out other supervisors, not just on the finance panel, had some input on this policy. It establishes guidelines for investments that are broad enough to allow the county's finance director to function properly within the parameters of responsibility and authority. The grand prize for tonight's Powerball lottery game drawing, $110 million. The cash option, more than $67 million. Oh, and your Christmas lights could be interfering with the Wi-Fi at your home or business. That's according to a British communications agency, which says the wiring in all those pretty lights can add to your radio frequency's interference. That can mess with the signals from your router. Our AccuWeather forecast says cloudy this afternoon, chance for some more scattered snow showers, and a high of 38. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.